from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. No, it's not Austin Adams. No, it's not Shea Stadium Langoliers. It's Juan Soto, the generational. Pay that man. Blank check that boy. After the Yankees get embarrassed, humiliated in game one, there was one guy that said, I have the power to change this. I can put the team on my back, though. Three homers, and it's like, this guy's going oppo. And as the Yankees do the, like, all eyes on me pointing to their eyes, he's not getting on base. He's taking three trips around the base paths, powering the Yankees to a win, and just reminding everybody in baseball that this is the Centurion. This guy is worth every dollar he's going to get. And he can take over a game just like that. 888-808-1019. We got to watch the Juan Soto show on the south side of Chicago in full effect. And what I loved about it was all that you heard from Ryan Rucco, Flash, Meredith. They all talked about him. I think Rucco said 620. Before the game, he's in the batting cage. Game starts at 8:10. He's 6:20. He's working on his swing, working on his craft. And that's what I'm talking about when I said, like, the Yankees didn't come out with the right intensity the first game. They weren't prepared. Seemed like they took it lightly. Juan Soto didn't take game two lightly. And I don't think he took game one lightly. I think he was just pressing because he put on his own vision board, his own goal sheet, to homer in every ballpark. And I think game one, he was just trying to do it every swing. And he got back to his fundamentals. And I'm watching right now on SNY, this guy hitting it to left field. It's a blessing to see Juan Soto in the Yankee uniform. It should continue, but it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. Again, my main takes that I put out there, this team does not look like a World Series contender. When you look at the rotation, when you look at the bullpen, and some nights some of the holes in the lineup, and guys like Alex Verdugo popping up bunts and then telling you in the post game, yeah, whatever, first time I've done that. Like, you know, no, it came from me. Boone didn't tell me to do that. Oh, it's just another bad day. Jazz Chisholm gets hurt. And before I get back to my World Series talk, let's talk about Jazz. 888-808-1019. This is deja vu. Just off the top of my head during a break, I'm like, this has happened before in recent time. The Yankees trade for Edwin Encarnacion. He gets hit by pitch. The Yankees trade for Andrew Benintendi. He gets hit by pitch. It's like these guys come to the Yankees, newly acquired. They barely get to play, and then they're hurt on the IL. Even Matt Carpenter, who wasn't a trade deadline acquisition, was a guy they picked up off the scrap heap. He comes in, he's Barry Bonds for a couple months, he gets hurt, comes back, he's not the same. So now with this Jazz situation, which sucks because it's like, how did he get hurt? He got hurt trying to bring some intensity, trying to bring some type of spark to the team. The last run that they scored in that 12-2 drubbing, he hurts his elbow, sliding in, showing the athleticism that the Yankees lack, and now you don't have that. So what are the options? Oswaldo Cabrera coming up, John Birdie coming back, or Oswaldo Cabrera playing there every day, Oswald Peraza coming up, John Birdie coming back, trying to get Ahmed Rosario. I guess, but it's just like, it was a weak trade deadline, and the biggest acquisition of the deadline was Jazz Chisholm. He made the immediate impact, which gave you a higher grade, and now he's unavailable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.